You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to What's Cooking in the 321 on this beautiful Tuesday. We got great weather. The hurricanes are gone. I'm joined in the studio, of course, by Danny, our station manager. And Gina. Gina, again, it's marketing and development for the city of Melbourne.
Yes, ma'am.
You've been there how many years doing that?
Next month is 5 years.
Next month's 5 years. Before that, you did radio.
You
sold radio. That's right. And you've been in here with me before because I did, just for all my listeners out there, I said, Gina, you got to come and do the show with me when, you know, Stephanie's out and in her travels and she's all over the world automating the United States. And I think she's even out in other countries now.
Wow.
She's doing lots of stuff. But yeah, I always need another seat across from me because I'm not Rachel Maddow. I can't talk to myself, okay? Danny chimes in every once in a while, but sometimes he has to leave the room. And it's like, oh, no, I can't sit here by myself. But I do feel like we need to be here because we need to be, this is election, the week before election, and, you know, we're supposed to be voting for the people who are supposed to be our voice, Don't know much about, I really truly have stopped watching the news 2 months ago because I just couldn't stand it. One thing I hate in my life is a liar. I hate lies. I am one of them people. I don't sugarcoat anything. I tick people off all the time. I like to just be told straight up, even if it's not what I want to hear. Tell me straight up, but don't tell me a lie. Don't be two-faced. If you don't like me, tell me you don't like me.
The truth goes a long way.
The truth goes a long way. And, you know, in the end, even when somebody doesn't like you, once you get past the why they don't like you and they figure it out, they sort of start liking you. You sort of start to at least have a little admiration for the other. But I always appreciate that they told me why they didn't like me. It's like, shoot, I don't like that part of me either. You know what I mean? God knows I got a lot of shortcomings. Turn the news off. I haven't watched one show, not Fox News, not MSNBC. I did used to like Rachel Maddow because it was like a history show, and I was like, oh, I didn't know that. But I stopped watching all of it. I don't even watch, you know what? I don't even watch Kathy or whoever it was in the morning with her that Ryan Seacrest used to be on. Who is that? Because now it's the husband and wife.
It was Kathy Lee and...
Well, Kathy Lee and...
Right, and now it's... her name?
Yeah, I want to say Geraldo, but it wasn't Geraldo,
no.
Was it? Yeah. But
from All My Children.
She was from All My Children, and now her husband is on the show with her. And so once in a while, they have some cool... they usually have movie stars and stuff like that, so that's always nice to watch. But I've turned the TV off. In fact, I'll tell the story for our listeners here, and let me just give you the number here that you can text me at 321-437-1567. You can text anytime during the show. I can't let you come on because you might tell me how much you hate me on the air, and we don't want to do that, but you can text me. You can also do 321-305-9906. Either one of those will get a message to us, and I do look at it when we're on the air. I used to always have a TV on 24/7. So my kids are 19, still at home, 19 and 10. And then I have a niece, 25, and my brother comes and goes. I think you've met Keith.
Mm-hmm.
So I got sick of cleaning up after kids, after anybody. And so I came home. I don't know. One of my friends called and said, I've got this beautiful third. It's on the third floor, corner unit on the. It's like a couple buildings north of the Crown Plaza, right on the beach. Come and look at it. And I went and looked at it. I shook his hand that minute and said, "I'm here," you know.
Oh, wow.
And it's like I wasn't gonna move until the first of the year. I ended up calling him and going, I just ordered a bed. It's being delivered on Thursday. And I went home. And I told my kids, I go, you know what, you guys? I'm just letting y'all know that I'm moving out. And they're just like looking at me. And they're saying, what? You're moving out? And I go, yep. I'm sick of cleaning up after you. I'm sick of you guys coming in and out while I'm sleeping, waking me up. And I'm taking the little one and I'm going. And the little one looks up and goes, well, why do I have to go? And I go, because the law says so. But it was before the week I literally had left. I just packed a duffel full of clothes and I went and I moved into this beautiful condo on the ocean. It's very dated. It's not elegant, you know, like my house or anything like that. It's like just walls. And I went to this week, I went to a, this was sort of funny. It was Best Partners in Business or something that I was invited to, which I always makes me laugh because I always say, why do people listen to me on the show? Why do people think this? If they only knew their paperwork is, you know, a knee deep and I don't get to it. And
I can tell them.
That's right. You can tell them. You can tell them, definitely. But so I went to a party and I'm at this party and it's you know, a lot of upper people in town and business owners and all that. And they're like, we should come to your place. You know, we saw that you moved, and I go, oh, no, you can't, because next to my bed, my nightstands are Frito-Lay boxes. And I said, and they're going, no. And I go, nope. And the worst part, or the best part, I like it that way. I love my Frito-Lay's box. I'm totally fine with it. So you walk into this nice place, you have this beautiful view, and there's no furniture. I went and got a couch, and I got a bed, and I don't care. I moved the outside table in. I took, I bought one of those zero, gravity lawn chairs that you put outside so that I can be in and out, and I bring it inside, but I have one TV. So if I'm not in that room, I'm not watching it. So I'm not getting any of this media going on.
We don't watch any TV. We don't have TV streaming. We don't have live streaming. We watch YouTube. You know, my husband was a drummer back in the day, and so we either watch record broadcasts, you're talking about music, you know, top 10 albums
now,
of 1970 or whatever.
Did he play here in town? What did he play?
No. He's from New Jersey.
He's from New Jersey. Okay, so
he played in New York.
Yeah.
He played in Manhattan. He played in New Jersey. He actually opened for some really big bands.
That's
like Clutch and Overkill. But he does not play anymore. He hasn't played since he moved to Florida.
So were you a groupie?
No. I met him 4 years ago. 4.5 years ago.
Oh, okay. After the fact.
Yes. But we both have a love of music.
Yeah.
And
I love music.
In the day, I sang in a band. You wouldn't tell by this voice now, but I did. And so we both kind of love that stuff. And
that's
so
cool.
We watch those kinds of things. We'll watch comedy, you know, and we watch our Netflix stuff and some series on Peacock, and then we watch sports. We don't watch news because I'm tired of having anxiety.
It's terrible.
I know how I feel.
Yeah.
I have my opinions. I respect other people's opinions, and that's
important.
And
I know we don't talk about, like, I try to never talk about politics on the show, but I think that we have to say, because next Tuesday is Election Day, everybody needs to get out and vote.
Yes.
I don't care who you're voting for. I don't even mind telling you who I'm voting for, because I'm not telling you who, but I am telling you this. It's a wasted vote because I'm writing somebody in the line. Because I can't stand it anymore. I can't stand any of it. So I'm putting somebody on the line. I'm not going to tell anybody who it is. And it I'm sure a wasted vote, but I have to vote my conscience. At the end of the day, I have to say, you know what? I put a really good person on that line. I know they didn't make it. They didn't get elected, but at least I voted my conscience.
Well, you know, if you don't go out and vote, then you can't complain
right.
about whoever is picked, whoever wins or mm-hmm. whatever. You need to go out and vote and do your duty.
Right. Vote so that you can say, hey, I had a part of this. And also,
right.
we've got a lot of local things that is important for us to get and vote in our court system right here and around
board.
The world. Mm-hmm. You know, I wish they would get rid of, I look at all the money spent in this election lies, okay? We don't need to watch any of it. because if the fact checkers come right on and go, nope, that wasn't true. They told
well, and a
the
lot
last
of people
debate,
don't pay
was,
attention and don't do yeah, their research, so right. they just believe whatever side you. They're on, and that's wrong too. You
the
have
last
to, you
debate,
have to
three
yourself.
Things were correct. Three. I don't, right. After they did, and this is Harvard law, so they give the Harvard and, you know, people say, oh, the Ivy Leagues are you know, the left or whatever. They actually get a, you know, it's a class. You go, you need to fact check every single thing they said. You get graded on it. You're not getting the stuff wrong. You're doing, mm-hmm. you're going through the motions and getting it. They come back out and they say what's fact and what's not. And these people are like, no, that's biased too. I assure you that in that class, those people had it right. And that's who I'm listening to. But it doesn't even matter. But the money spent in these elections, I'm telling you, it makes me sick.
And that's what it's about.
Yep.
Whoever has the most money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what I feel they could do in this day and age, everybody does have access to a TV, even though we've decided to throw ours out mm-hmm. the window. They should give each person, even if it's an hour and a half, okay, to tell us what they're going to do, how they're going to do it, and how they're going to pay for it.
And they have to actually say it.
And they have to say it. Yeah.
They don't beat around the bush.
Nobody else in the room.
I need the substance.
Yeah. A black room. I remember when I was on the show Snapped. The room was black, and there's this bright light on you, and you couldn't see who was in the room. Okay? That's what they should do. Put you in a dark room so you can't see anybody's eyeballs. You don't know that you're making this one angry, this one. Go in there. Give everybody the same 50 questions.
Mm-hmm.
Ask them the same 50 questions. Let them answer it. And let them tell us how they're going to fix it, what they're going to do, and how they're going to pay for it. And then throughout the 2 months, let's not take it a year out, because I'll tell you what, we're all sick of the damn election. Just let's get it over with.
Mm-hmm.
But let's play it over and over, different time slots, so everybody has a chance to see everybody, okay? And then form their own opinion and go do the vote. They don't need to let somebody standing at the corner at the gas station for the whole last 4 years know who they're voting for. And they don't need to stand at the corner beeping horns and giving the finger to anybody who didn't beep. That can all get just that hatefulness. I'm telling you, even it's affected our children.
Oh, for sure.
It's affected our children. And I know because I have a 10-year-old. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she'll say things to me like, so-and-so said this. It's like, well, that's coming from their parents because that 10-year-old's not smart enough to know that.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up in a really cool house because my mother was independent. My father was sometimes Republican, sometimes Democrat, but it was good because we could all sit on the same table. I have twin brothers. One's a California liberal and one is diehard conservative. But we can still sit and have dinner together. So, yeah, let's just put it out there on TV and stop all this craziness.
I hate the ads.
I hate
all the ads.
So I haven't seen them. I turned my TV off. I haven't seen one.
They still do come on some of the, like when we're watching a show on Paramount. The ads come on, and it's like so annoying. But I heard someone said that I was talking with recently that in Europe, mm-hmm. they don't have this. You can't put signs out. You can't put commercials out.
Well, good.
And
we don't
like,
need
it's
it.
It's about you put out your platform.
See, that's what I'm saying.
And that's what you run on.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We need to do that. Let the fact checkers fact check fact. You know,
if that's your platform, yep. That's your platform. There's nothing to check.
And the only other thing I would like to see is on every single position, 5 years and out. Forget the reelection because nobody does anything in the first part because they want to be reelected.
Mm-hmm.
Just 5 years and out. Out with the old. You want to stay around and work or something, you know, it's a job.
I definitely think we need term limits.
Yeah, we need a lot. So there's our political moment here at WWBC. What's cooking in the 3-2-1? What's cooking is get out and vote. And now let's talk about what's going on in the 3-2-1. We just did a huge event weekend. And I did back-to-back. I don't know if you know, but my day started like at 6:30 in the morning, getting in there, making coffee. We had the Halloween Spooktacular at the Melbourne Auditorium. We did have over 1,600 parents. We had
it was about 3,000.
Yep. We had over
1,500
kids.
Yeah.
No fights. Mm-mm. No arguing. Mm-mm. They had to stand outside, and it was a nice sunny day. Everybody was happy. I thought the day went really, really well. I thought, too, I'm going to just say this. I think that auditorium looked better than any of the other places that were doing trunk or treats.
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
Patty and Elaine did such a
awesome.
Great job.
Yep. Michael, Kevin,
yes.
Absolutely. The four of them put together just what I think is awesome.
I heard nothing but great comments.
Yep.
People were so appreciative and smiling and had so much fun.
Yep.
And the kids were all just, I saw no breakdowns, no temper tantrums, nothing.
Yeah. And inside it went well. It was like the cow, what do you call that? A cow's
flow.
You know, yeah.
Yes.
They went all in one direction and they had a lot of vendors out there, different businesses, local businesses got to put the word out and say hi to all the people that live in our area. And I thought the day went really well.
Yeah. We had 50 vendors, organizations, and city departments.
See, and that's so awesome.
It was. It was awesome.
It was non-political, by the way.
Yes. Yes.
Nothing
all about
there.
Kids.
It was.
All about the fun.
Yep. And it was fun. Our next one we have is the we do the same sort of thing for Christmas.
Holiday market and Snowfest.
The holiday market is, that's in November this year, though, which seems
November
weird
22nd
to me.
And 23rd.
November 22nd
well,
and 23rd.
Well, because we're busy.
I know.
We got stuff going on, like, every weekend.
So, and I think that there'll be more people come out for that, because the one thing I want to say about the holiday market, it's not like a rummage sale.
No.
This is some new, really cool things. You can actually come there and do your Christmas shopping early.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it the end of November at all these cool little shops. The place, again, Patty and Lane make it look terrific. It looks like you're at one of those Christmas. I know where I grew up. There was a town, Frankenmuth, Michigan, that had
Kris
one of
Kringle
the
markets.
Bronner's was one a Christmas store. Bronner's had, are you familiar with Michigan?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Bronner's is one of the biggest, like, Christmas, it's like a warehouse after warehouse you walk through all year round. It's open 365 days of the year. And then the whole town looks Bavarian and it's German and they have the German dinners and they have all that. But that's like how I think of this Christmas market is when you're really going to a Christmas market, she's done the best. It's got market lights hanging. The lights are dim low. They do also for kids with sensory, I believe the first hour or something like that. And we're going to talk about when we get closer. We'll let everybody out there know about the Christmas market. You know, we can be here today talking about everything in Brevard because Melbourne Seafood Station pays for this show. Nick Moon, have you been there yet?
No, I have not.
Well, he's giving you two dinners today for being on the show with
no
us.
No way.
Okay, yes, he is.
Well,
so you
we're
get
going.
To go. You get to go try it out. There's still right there close to downtown.
Yeah.
Right there, US 1, Strawbridge, New Haven, right there. There's one, and that one's a little cool because on the weekends they have a trailer outside that's doing fried food. Have you been to that Melbourne Seafood?
I haven't been to that one, but
okay.
I've been to the one in Vieira.
So, and you know, the Vieira one closed,
okay.
But only because they're opening another one in Rockledge. I believe it's either in December or January 1, and we'll make sure that everybody out there knows how to get to that. Got a few things happening, though. So the seafood station, on Saturday and Sunday, they have twin lobster baskets for $30. Comes with two sides. They still got the lunches. I can't believe you guys don't go through for lunch because it's under $10.
You know what? I'm going to tell you a little secret. I don't eat lunch.
You don't eat?
No.
Yeah. Do we get lunch? Wait, I got to say that, too.
Do not
we get lunch?
Do not take that as the city does not allow us to eat lunch. I don't eat lunch.
You don't eat lunch.
I just, if I lose momentum,
I'm
done, and
I'm
I'll be taking
way.
A nap at 3 o'clock. So. This
Amen
way.
To that.
Listen, yesterday, this is no lie. Yesterday, I had a bag of Fritos for dinner.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. And now today, I stopped at Wawa because I was actually talking to Jennifer on the phone, and I go, you know, I had Fritos last night, and I'm hungry. And she goes, well, stop and at least get a protein bar. I'm like, yeah, okay, let me get that protein bar with my soda. Thanks, Jen.
There's like negative protein.
That's
in
right.
Fritos.
Let me get my protein in. And in Wawa, they've got Thanksgiving special already. It is a sub with stuffing, cranberries, turkey, and gravy on it.
Oh my God.
Is this something you would eat?
Me? Personally? No.
I mean, I love Thanksgiving.
That too.
We do Thanksgiving dinner not just on Thanksgiving. We do it, like my kids will go, will you cook Thanksgiving dinner around? Sure, why not? Because I could do it for my eyes closed for 20 people. I'm so used to cooking for hundreds. So they've got the big at Wawa here when I just stopped. Yeah, they've got on the bun, cranberries. Nice cranberry sauce with turkey gravy. It's got to be messy as can be, wouldn't you think?
I would say that's very messy. Yeah.
I might have to get one of those.
That's probably too much carbs for me.
You put no cranberry on my turkey.
My husband doesn't like it either, yeah.
What do you do for Thanksgiving, Gina?
So I usually cook.
Okay.
And I'm one of those people who, like, if you're my friend and I know you don't have family around or for whatever reason you're not going anywhere, you are at my house. Like, I collect,
you collect
random
yeah.
friends when uh-huh. we have Thanksgiving. So I think last year I probably had close to 20 people.
Okay.
Between my family, my kids, the significant others. And
did you have extras show up then that didn't play?
I had several friends. And so this year it's a little different. I have my kids, but my middle daughter is going to have a baby.
Ah.
So we don't know when this baby's coming, because
it'll be that day.
The 25th
oh,
of
wow.
November, which
oh, that would
is
be
the
very
Tuesday
cool.
before, right. Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday of Thanksgiving week. So I'm kind of like holding off. I'm still going to have Thanksgiving, whether okay. it's on Thanksgiving or not. We don't know. So,
you know, I'm a chef and it's easy for me to cook. I'm going to be cooking for like 20 people or whatever. And like you, I literally put on Facebook, if you don't have a place to eat, call
yeah.
me,
yeah.
text me. And we always have a few extras. But this year the pressure's on, because I have to tell you, you know, I'm scared because I'm bringing two families together for Thanksgiving at my condo at the new place, and they're Southern.
Oh.
So I don't even know how to cook that food, okay? They put cornbread in there, and I don't know if it's stuffing, dressing. They call it something different, okay? They put this and this, this and that. I'm telling you what, I'm stressing this one. I'm sweating, you guys, and I don't sweat. I've been in the kitchen. I don't sweat. I don't get hot. I'm telling you, I'm stressing that they're not going to like the food. Cause
are they going to have a table to eat at?
No. But I said, everybody bring their own beanbag. Everybody bring their own beanbag chair, all right?
It's like buffet off the counter, and then you kind of just stand in the living room.
Yeah, we can do that. And I do have a counter. I think there's three stools there. I can tell you that I did truly tell everybody to bring a beanbag chair. I might have, I don't know, lawn chairs or something by then.
I probably have a table.
But what I really want, if somebody's out there listening, I want a craps table. You know, like the big craps table? Okay, I want a craps table, and then I'll have a really nice top made for it that you can cover
it. Well, usually they flip.
They flip?
Yeah, you can get them where they flip.
What do you mean they flip? Like they
turn
over?
The top lifts off.
I want that. Where do I get that?
So there is... There is a place on US 1, I think they still have them. I'll have to find out the name
for you. Oh, I
got
to go. Okay, so you're out there, and if you know anything about this, I want a craps table.
They're
that you can,
massive.
Okay, well, yeah. But I got a big family, okay?
Yeah.
I might as well, you know, because a lot of us probably can't get out of that beanbag once we get in it. So if I could find a craps table, you know, have my brother, Mr. Handyman, make a nice top for it, that would be cool, I think.
Yeah.
And then all I got to do is, I don't know, borrow chairs from the auditorium. But, of course, they'd sit real low. They could just paddle the food right in their mouth probably. No, I'll hit Walmart and get my little $6 benches, you know, put them up to the craps table. Yeah. And then afterwards, I love craps.
That's funny.
Do you play craps?
No, I don't.
No?
No.
I'm not much of a gambler. I don't like to lose money, but I like craps. So I thought that would make a great table for my new village. My village has doubled, and I'm looking forward to it, except for that cooking of that Southern food.
I'm telling you,
the pressure's on.
You'll be fine.
The pressure is on.
Yeah. I cooked literally last year. I had so many people. I cooked a turkey the night before, and I sliced that and put it in containers, and then I cooked a turkey on Thanksgiving.
That's what I do, too.
Because
that's exactly
it was
what
just
I
so
do.
Many people. But you know what? I had barely anything left.
Yeah.
Like maybe enough for one or two sandwiches. That was it. I had nothing.
So, and I let my kids come and go, because my kids, I always say, go to the in-laws, go do whatever, because I get you on Christmas morning. Because we don't do Christmas dinner. We do Christmas breakfast.
See, I do Christmas Eve.
You do Christmas Eve. So I do the whole church thing Christmas Eve. But Christmas Day, they come and then they get to go to their, you know, because my daughter's married, so they have to go to that side of the family. And I'm like, good. Because so Christmas night, I'm with the two girls, and it's just always calm and nice and quiet. And I'm like, good, they're all gone.
Yeah.
They're gone. And I'm loving every minute of it. But, yeah, so the pressure's on. I might have to go take, like, a Southern cooking class really quick. And
YouTube. Just get on YouTube.
YouTube. You know, speaking of YouTube, so the people that are coming to hire now to be chefs and stuff, I went to Le Cordon Bleu. It's all YouTube now. I mean,
Instagram,
I went to Johnson & Wales.
YouTube.
You had to stand there. I remember when they put the, when we went in, they put the yoga heaters in the kitchen. So it was like 120 degrees in the kitchen. We had
so
to cook for four. Yeah. I mean, we had to learn, you know. I remember when they taught us how to flip eggs, which was like 6 weeks, because I asked this guy from Le Cordon Bleu, I said, why can't you flip eggs? Why can't you? I go, how long did, and flipping eggs means you can flip, you know, anything, saute anything, because you're flipping. And flipping is not flipping, you're rolling the pan, you know, and you learn that, but it starts with an egg. And it actually goes back further, because I remember one whole day for 4 hours, we had to stand with a pan in our right hand, and you flip in a dry piece of toast. And your toast needs to stay straight. It can't be going side to side. So you flip with this hand. The next day, we had to do the left hand. On Friday, we had to do both hands, okay, for 4 hours.
Oh my
flipping,
gosh.
Flipping, flipping. And by Saturday, this is when we had cords on our telephone, I couldn't answer the phone. I remember when the phone rang. Nope, these arms are not picking up the phone. And now it's all YouTube.
Yeah.
They just are showing them recipes. They YouTube like really quick how to make it, and they're doing that. That is not a chef.
The whole
make.
World is like that.
That you know what? That is not a chef made. I mean, you ask me how to make anything, I'll be able to tell you.
Same thing.
Yeah.
My son, he creates music on his computer.
Okay.
He's got all kinds of equipment and programs, and his room looks like a recording studio.
Mm-hmm.
My husband is a musician, and he says all the time, but are you going to learn music?
Yes. See?
You're learning sounds and sound production, but are you, and you're teaching yourself.
Yeah, what do you know about music?
Right, but where are the people that still value reading music,
yes.
learning music, playing, practicing for hours and hours and hours? You know,
well,
that's
what
they
did. Well, and I know I'm
did.
Older than you, but do you remember, like, there was bands had, like, let's go back to the Beatles, four people,
mm-hmm.
a guitarist, a bass guitarist.
Or three.
Yeah, a drummer, okay, sometimes a keyboard, and they made music. And then all of a sudden, you remember them years where they went to,
Auto-tune.
It was all auto, it was, but it was like a push button
Horrible.
Drums, push button this,
Horrible.
Push button. And yeah, and then finally they came back to, you know, Bon Jovi. Kudos to Bon Jovi, they never left their ways, they're still playing,
so
you know?
So here's... Oh, I'm not going to say anything. Never mind.
No, say it. Come on, we're on the air.
John can't sing anymore, but that's okay. But here's the thing. They even started doing that in songwriting. It was a generic sound
yeah.
in
yes.
songwriting. It had to do with the beats per minute, the types of beats and melodies. And if you notice, after a certain year, in I want to say the early 2000s, everything became the same.
And
it was
sounded
like a
the
formula
same. Yes.
for a hit.
You're right.
And
you're right.
The same people wrote music for all the pop stars.
So I know my brother.
It was insane.
You know, my brother's in music, and he is a huge studio in Burbank. But I can remember in Detroit before he moved, and this is when you know he was 18 years old, every commercial sounded the same because
yes.
they were all him.
Right.
Everything. Toyota, I don't care who it was. Jimmy's Rustic. Everything sounded the same. On my Facebook, that's what I put. I put, driving by myself is so tiring because I have to be the lead singer, the backup singer, the dancers, the hype man, etc. And, you know, people laugh because, first of all, I can't carry a tune. People always think because my brother's this big musician that, you know, I have no music ability. I'm not ashamed to say it. I don't know that he can cook, but I can't sing. I can't carry a tune. I can barely dance. But I do try to do all three. My kids know that I change the words as I want and see mm-hmm. fit. And I always say, no, they change the words. This brings me to a funny thing. Jennifer and I, we had to go to Orlando this week. She went to a really cool, her 90th grandma's party. And she came dressed up as somebody else. And where her 90-year-old grandma didn't even know who she was.
Uh-huh.
Which I think is really cool. But anyways... While we were there, she was telling me, we were talking about the song Elton John, Tiny Dancer, came on. I'm probably going to lose all my friends now for saying this because they'll be like, she said that on there. I won't say who said it, but she was telling me about somebody who sang and believed that the words were, hold me closer, Tony Danza.
Oh, my goodness. I can think of a lot of people who probably would like that to be the words.
But... Hold me closer, Tony. Yeah, can you sing that for me, please? Just sing
oh,
that.
Goodness.
No, hold me closer, Tony Danza. I'm telling you, I almost peed my pants. I really did. It was late in the night, and I think I had had, I don't know, I wasn't ordering by color by that time, but I had a few martinis in me, and I thought that was just the funniest thing in the world. Listen, not to get off the subject of music, because I do love music, but we've got a couple things happening. We did the Comic-Con, and went over really well. I love the Comic-Con. It's always a fun day, too. But the famous Faces and Funnies, which has been at Wickham Road and New Haven, is moving. November 1st, they have the grand opening of their new and larger location. It's at 3540 West New Haven Avenue. It was formerly the Mattress Barn. They're moving in there. They've got lots of cool things happening in there. They've got the Kids Comic Club. And, you know, I told him, and he was on the show, that I actually bought a Transformers lunchbox and made an urn out of it. I put Sherry's ashes in that Transformer lunchbox. I wanted the kids to be able to embrace it. So I remember my little one goes, can I take that to school with me? I'm like, no, you can't. But it can sit right here. We can have coffee together. So don't just think that that comic book store, they got a lot of cool things in there. Urns. They have urns. They didn't know they sold urns. They sell urns. And it could be your favorite Archie lunchbox. I think that's a lot cooler than these vases that look out of place in your home. That lunchbox looks like it just belongs right there under my bar. And so it's pretty cool. So we got a couple other things. Gina, let's see if you go to any of these things or you've done any of these things.
Okay.
We've got Bass Pro Shop in Palm Bay, 750 Bass Pro. Is that, that must be the street.
Yes, it is.
Is it called Bass Pro?
Pretty sure.
So anyways, they're not just a sporting goods store. You can go shopping for Christmas there. I love this one. Okay, I'm from Michigan. They're having a flannel fest.
Oh, wow. That sounds fun. They have grunge music, too?
That's it. They need it. Now through the 31st, they're open 9 to 9 Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7 on Sunday. They're having a flannel fest, the fabric of America. I believe that. I love my flannels. You can save up to 25%. They have an exclusive club member offer, which I have to tell you, I didn't know they have their own credit cards. And anybody with the extra club points gets 10% towards their points on any select flannel when you use your Club MasterCard. You shop there. You want fishing poles and stuff. Right, Danny?
I shop there a lot, believe me.
So do you have
more than I should.
Do you have a club card?
No.
No? Well, you better get one. Because this is...
I don't want a credit card.
Get one. Because it saves you loads of money. 321-674-3700 Christmas shopping. So we got that going on right next to them, 1440 Sportsman Lane. You know what's at 1440 Sportsman Lane? Space Coast Harley-Davidson.
Right, yeah.
They're having from 9 to 7, they're open 9 to 7 Monday through Friday. They're open 10 to 6 on Sundays. And November 2nd from 11 to 4, they're having a grill and chill. Listen, if I put this out there, you guys are going to get packed. So maybe I should say it real quietly. I should say free. And then say beer, burgers, and dogs. Because truly, who gives free beer, dogs, and burgers? Free beer, burgers, and dogs.
Yes,
free. I said free, guys. On Saturday the 9th from 11 to 5, they're having their fall bash and custom bike show. On November 10th, they're having another fundraiser for autism. 11 to 4, Taco de Amor. It says, please bring an unwrapped gift. You get a dozen cookies free. I have to tell you, when I see a fundraiser for autism, I hate them giving anything away free. Let's give the cookies back. Let's sell them, and let's put that money towards autism, because there's a whole lot of people out there these days. In fact, I'm in the college. You know, I'm in Eastern Florida State College every day, and I'm here to tell you that these kids, all of them, are on the spectrum some way. It's like, how did this happen? Was it our food? I mean, I just can't figure out why. I know when I was in school, there was like one or two people, and they went to other places. But now all these kids are on the spectrum somehow. And I know my own. I have one of my own. She's adopted, so I don't know all of, you know, but she's on the spectrum, certainly with sensory issues that we deal with. But how'd they get that way? I don't get it. The only thing I can bring to is the food.
Food? Products that we use.
Did our people smoke too much pot?
No, I mean, think of the chemicals that are allowed in this country that are banned
in other countries.
1,350 chemicals that are banned in Europe that they allow here.
So, and
shampoo,
I mean, I really believe that. I believe it's the food.
Mm-hmm.
The one more thing that the Space Coast Harley is having on November 14th, 15th, and 16th, 9 a.m. on the 14th, 7 p.m. on the 15th, or I'm sorry, on the Saturday, the 16th is at 7. It is the Police Motorcycle Challenge. And that's got vendors, food, and a spectator area. We're going to talk more about that next week. Next week, I've got the Hardopoulos family coming in for a watch party for the election. But I'm still going to be here on the air, not talking about the election, but that is election day next Tuesday. We going to be here, Danny?
Yeah, we'll be here, no doubt.
We're going to be here. I just want to say hi to my friends in the service at Melbourne Lincoln in Vieira, Beth and them once again. Kept the rocket going. They're keeping the rocket and the old car and the old Lincoln going. So I got somebody new I want to talk about because this is sort of interesting, okay? This is Dan and Deb over at Overstreet. They own Atlantic Mortgage in Satellite Beach, 1790 A1A Satellite Beach. They want everybody out there to know, though, that Fannie Mae has a new family plan. And now I think this is so cool, you guys. If you want to purchase a house for a disabled person or a senior, you can call them because there is a whole new program out there that he wants to tell you about. And I have to tell you, he spent a long time telling me it is an awesome, awesome deal. So you can call Dan at 321-777-3199, Atlantic Mortgage, and he's going to tell you about this. Like if you have to, instead of putting your mom and dad in your house, now you can buy them their own home.
Wow.
Down the street and still have your own space, and Dan's going to make that happen for you. I can tell you he's done many mortgages for me, he's put a roof on my house, and he's done just loads and loads of things. So please remember Atlantic Mortgage next time you need a mortgage service. That's about it, except for here's one you used to sing. Auditions for My Fair Lady at the Henniger Center. Sunday at 10 o'clock, Monday at 1 o'clock, from 5 to 10, there's auditions for My Fair Lady, all positions. Now, can you see yourself doing anything like that? You probably don't have time.
Theater? I don't have time, no.
But
I don't have time.
Have you ever done theater?
I used to sing with a vocal group that used to go and do performances for different locations. We were actually on the Jerry Lewis telethon one
That's
year. Yeah, I know. But
she's like, I know, with a hand in the air.
But I didn't do theater. No, yeah. I have a daughter. My oldest daughter was the theater kid. Yeah.
So I might want to try that just so I can put it on my bucket list. Let
there
me try
go.
That. But not My Fair Lady. It would have to be something like a comedy, like Run From Your Wife or something,
which I thought was
hilarious. Huh? Yeah.
I want to share something that we have going on that isn't an event.
Yeah. Okay.
But,
yes. Please.
At all of our community centers, golf course, and at the Melbourne Auditorium.
Okay.
We have, and the tennis complexes, we are going to have from November 1st through December 16th, the Toys for Tots boxes.
Okay.
So if people could bring unwrapped new gifts for children,
Give me those dates again.
November 1st through December 16th. So
December 16th.
Yep, Friday, November 1st through Monday.
You guys, nothing better than Toys for Tots.
Yeah.
And last year we got so many toys in there. My gosh, we had to have trucks come and take them away. It was very cool.
So I can rattle off, if we have a second, the Harbor City Golf Course, The Avenue Tennis and Jimmy Moore Pickleball and Tennis, O'Galley Civic Center, Eddie Lee Taylor Senior Community Center, Joseph N. Davis Community Center, Melbourne Auditorium, and the Wickham Park Community Center will all have boxes.
They'll all have boxes. Now, let me ask you a question. If somebody had a whole bunch of stuff, but they can't get it to you, is there a way that we can pick it up? Is there anybody?
I imagine they can either call Parks and Recreation at 608-7400, or they could call Toys for Tots directly.
Because somebody asked me that about
Toys
this autism
Tots.
One. They said, I can't, I have so much stuff. But
if they call or if they get in touch with you, if any of your listeners get in touch with you, I'll make it happen. So you just let me know.
Okay. And you guys, we are working on, because I'd like to get everybody who does say stuff on the show to link to our website somehow. Not that we're affiliated, but so that they can find that information. And I think there's people working on that right now.
And this information is also on our Facebook page. So it's City of Melbourne Parks Recreation and Golf.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We've got... Let's see. We've got some upcoming events for November. We have the PCARS Ham Fest. That's on November 1st and November 2nd, this Friday and Saturday. I'm going to be out of town doing I'm catering a wedding. I say that I don't cater. What do I always say, Danny? I don't do any off-site catering. I do the O'Galley Civic Center. I do the City Hall. I do my Eastern Florida State College. I'm city and state. That's it. But this is my good friend Kathy is getting married in Navarra Beach. So I'm going all the way to Navarra Beach. I would fly because there's a direct little flyer, but because I have to take everything for the wedding because I am catering. I'm catering. Also, she's getting married on Friday, Dawn of the Dead. Not Dawn of the Dead. It's Day of the Dead.
Day of the Dead.
Dead. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a witch's brunch. There's a Halloween party at night.
Oh, that's awesome.
We've got a really cool weekend planned, and I'm going to be leaving tomorrow to go up to Navarra Beach. Have you guys been there?
No.
I hear it's beautiful. So thank you, Kathy, because I'm staying at a beautiful, beautiful place right there on the ocean. Not like I don't see the ocean, but I don't see the Gulf side ocean. So this could be like going to Mexico for me, you know? This could be a little different. So I am doing my last offsite catering, Kathy, just for you, because I love you, because otherwise I would not be taking one chafing dish, one bowl of wings anywhere. Nothing's going in the back of my car after this one. I know you've heard me say that before here. I'm telling you, no more offsite catering. Don't even call me. Don't ask me. And Kathy didn't ask me. I absolutely said, no, you're not. When she started asking me questions, going, what do you think? Is this a good price for this? I'm like, oh, heck to the no. I'm coming in there and I'm doing it. You're not dealing with a caterer. So we've got, getting back to, we've got PCARS, the Ham Fest this weekend. That is the old ham radio operators. It's a big event. I got to tell you, it is a fun group of old guys, and it's one of our best events, really, that I do. We've also got the Melbourne Municipal Band is on November 7th. We've got the Jump Show happening on November 9th, and November 10th is the Canaveral Mineral Jump Show. That's from 10 to 5 and 10 to 4 on Sunday. Got the Senior Expo happening on Wednesday, November 13th. Free admission into that one. Come and see me. And then, of course, on the 16th and 17th, we've got the gun show back. And then it's us, Holiday Market, November 22nd, Friday, and November 23rd. We've got the Holiday Market. That's one, really, just everybody come. Just come.
Fridays
check
for
it
the kids.
Out. Yep.
It's 5 to 8 is the kids zone. And we are going to have that snow slide up.
That is so cool. Oh my God.
Gosh.
Last year, we were throwing snowballs out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The employees have actually, I have a little secret. Some of the city employees have asked why we don't put this out to them. And I said, well, because it's a public event. They should be checking their stuff out on the Facebook and on the website. But they said, no, we want to come do the snow slide. So I'm going to have to work that out.
Oh, that's pretty funny. That's a lot of ice, though, because they don't realize we have to bring that ice in and then make snow.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell you.
It takes like an hour or two to get it set up.
And, you know, I've got the Island Oasis machine. We can actually make snowballs. So we can invite them and then pelt them with snowballs when they're coming up.
Don't tell Mickey that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that just makes more work for everybody.
This is way ahead of time, but we do have the Touch a Truck in January back. And always a fun day.
And the father-daughter dance in February.
Oh, my gosh,
oh, so much stuff.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yep. I do that with Jerry every year. And then we've got just one last thing. That one's far off, though. So they're looking for vendors. Here it is, you guys. Be a vendor with the city, because I got to tell you, it's we always have a high attendance. It's worth getting your word out there. To what you do, but they're getting vendor spaces by calling 321-608-7420. Tables are $20. Booths are $30. This is for a mega indoor rummage sale.
Oh, yeah.
And that one's at the auditorium. So we're starting that now so we can get vendors. We always get full, so get in there before it gets booked and all that. And so that was like a public service announcement today, wasn't it?
Right.
But that was a lot of info. We've got some really cool things too. I always like to mention the Melbourne Police. They do so much for us. They have a Meet the Grinch Day.
December 6th. That is awesome.
Have you been to that?
I was supposed to volunteer last year, and we had another event that, and I just couldn't. I was spread
way
too
thin.
And
is it the same Grinch we have all over, or do we have a few Grinches?
If I'm not mistaken, he's used to be a police officer or a firefighter, it's the same Grinch.
Yeah, because he's cool.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he is very awesome.
Yes.
So, and then we've got Christmas in the Park at the Eddie Lee Taylor. That's the Senior Community Center. That one's on December 13th. So I'm going to keep you posted to all these things. Friday the 21st, the father-daughter dance, because, you know, they only sell 200 tickets. So that one gets sold out. So there's a whole bunch going on with the city and happening. We have something every weekend, it seems like.
Keep
so.
Checking our website, melbourneflorida.org/play, or just click the play tab, or go to our Facebook.
Now,
and it's City of Melbourne Parks, Recreation, and Golf.
And Gina, let me ask you, since you're in marketing, is this the things you do?
Yes.
Tell me, this is what you do, is you keep things going
so
for everybody.
So I market them, and my job is to get the information out to everybody.
Okay.
I also handle most of the sponsorships.
Okay.
Other than when I'm not the lead on an event. So 4th of July is, Melboom is my.
That's, oh, and that was,
yeah,
let me tell you, we had a good time.
Oh, it was great.
That was great.
Was
yeah,
so
I
great.
Thought that was good.
Better every year.
The Jimmy Buffett thing, I think we can do again with a different band and get, you know.
We'll
like
say.
The Eagles. Can we do the Eagles with somebody?
So, we'll say.
All right, so here's
that was
my,
not my event, that, just so you
but
know.
But I had fun at it. I had fun at it. But if we do it again, I want to have a tent outside.
Yeah.
With beer and like food outside too, not just inside. But it was cool. I liked it. So what you want to hear? What I'm working on?
I do.
All right. This is for everybody there. What's cooking in the 3-2-1? This is what's cooking with Kim. So I've got. Are you familiar with the real like delicatessens, like New York delicatessens, like Cat's Deli? Okay. So I got my hands on Cy Ginsburg pastrami and corned beef.
Okay.
I have a exclusive, so nobody like within 100 miles or whatever, don't hold me to that, but 75 miles, it's going to have this product.
Okay.
So I've got this beautiful corned beef. It comes in, we just put it in the oven. We cook it exactly like they say. We don't doctor it up, but you know, because it's already perfect. And so we've got, I'm talking about the real, you know, the Jewish delicatessen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously my kitchen's not kosher because I'm not having somebody come and bless it. I can bless it if you want. I'd say a little prayer when I'm cooking it. But we've got corned beef and pastrami. Okay, now we've gone and we've got some great rye and marble bread. Okay, so where do I put that? Do I put it at the auditorium and say, okay, on orchestra night? And we're going to definitely do it. The orchestra and I work so well together. I love Mark that's running the orchestra. Him and Noel are doing such a great job. We're definitely going to have it orchestra night, which our orchestra night is December 18th and 19th.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's a big, because people come in their pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got like 900 people there. But I am going to be definitely serving delicatessen corned beef and pastrami that night. Every orchestra night, we're having also deli night. But where would I put that? In the colleges? In the auditorium? I always say I'm City and State. What would you do
with
that?
You're going to laugh at me, but
no,
this
I'm
is
not.
How I think.
No.
Okay, because look, I got no budget. I have zero budget.
Okay.
Well, very little. And so I'm always looking for the best way to directly reach the people that I need to. So, for example, we have an event that's for kids.
Uh-huh.
I joined all the moms groups on Facebook.
Okay.
And I'll message them and I'll say, I hope this is allowed, blah, 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 you know, but I'm marketing for events that are for your families.
Yeah.
And
yeah, when you're not trying to make
them,
money.
I'm not doing this. I'm not for profit.
It's to provide
a
service.
Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes they may cost a little, but for the most part, most of our events are free. So I will get on there and I will market to the people like that. I'll put them in the neighborhood things. So I would say for an event like that, there have got to be synagogues and organizations locally.
Okay, reach out to them. Sure.
That, you know, and I'm not
and
stereotyping,
on...
but I mean, you also may want to get on like New Yorkers in Florida or.
Oh, good idea.
You know.
But now have you, like, are you part of that 3-2-1, like where you eat 3-2-1 dining out?
Those kinds of
so do you see
foodie,
all the time
foodie
where
sites.
Can I get a corned beef sandwich? Where can I
yes.
get real delicatessen? So we always had great corned beef at the auditorium. The thing is, It's expensive.
Yeah.
So we were doing it for the gun show, and then people come in and go, where's my Reuben? Where's my Reuben? I can't give it to you anymore because you only want to pay 10 bucks, and that sandwich cost me 14.
Right.
Okay. So now I have the real thing. This is Cat's
Put
Deli.
Put it on the foodie pages.
Yeah. So people have been, you know, they're always on there going, where can you get a real sandwich? And then they'll say where, and I'll go there and go, oh, no, that's lunch meat. This is not lunch meat, folks. This is the real deli sandwich that you pay 25 bucks. If you're in Manhattan, you're paying 30 bucks.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm thinking, forget the whole sandwich. You don't need to take half home because we can never eat that whole sandwich because it's piled high. I'm thinking a half sandwich with like a potato salad or a coleslaw so I can keep it at like 15 bucks. But it's the real thing. So it's going to be at the auditorium. I just got to figure out really how to get the word out there. Mm-hmm. Even if I have to have Mark come in with a comedian and then play a few songs on a Sunday afternoon when we don't have the place booked out or something, I'm going to fill the West Wing with people to try this sandwich because it's great.
Invite me. I'll be there.
So do you like delicatessen food?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not what I eat all the time, but it is my treat.
But you cannot get a good pastrami. Like when people tell me Jason's Deli. Okay, I like Jason's. I mean, Jason's, I do a lot of catering where they're at.
But that was our only option for such a long time.
That's still National Deli lunch meat. It's lunch meat. This is not lunch meat. Yeah. This is the real thing where you take it out of this, you know, it's steaming and you put it on the slicer and you slice it and put it on the sandwich.
So, you know, when I started in this position, probably a year or two in, there were certain pages where I would try to share posts and events and they would decline them. And it started to upset me because
Why?
I thought,
Why are they doing
don't
that?
Even ask. I don't know. Like there's a Melbourne, Florida page out there. And I thought, okay, Melbourne, Florida. They got to want to know what's happening in Melbourne, right? One of them's a crime page. I get that. They say in the thing, this is for crime.
No advertising.
The other one is like a random page. They would decline all my stuff. So I started a page. It's Melbourne FL Community Calendar.
Okay.
And it has now grown to over 7,000 followers.
I haven't seen that one. What is it? Tell me that again.
It's Melbourne.
Yep.
FL.
Okay.
It's not one word. It's,
and
it's,
the Melbourne is all spelled out.
Yep. Melbourne and then space FL.
FL. Okay.
Space community calendar. And it'll pop up if you start putting it in Facebook.
Okay.
And I do approve everything that goes on it.
Oh, cool.
Because I get so many duct cleaning and detailing house cleaning.
Solar?
I get, but it's entertainment or related. So like if it's a restaurant and they're having
a special. So I can let everybody know that I'm doing the Jewish delicatessen, the real thing. Only
so
not
go ahead and share
blessed.
It on there.
I will.
And I'll approve it. And any of your, you know, listeners that are business owners, restaurateurs, or
now, do
they
you,
have events.
You're the admin for this page?
Yes.
So here, I just had a problem with, it was Palm Bay Neighborhood Watch, whatever it is. Okay. I hired an employee for a second. The first, like, couple days, they were no call, no show. Second day, they came in, and they didn't work as hard as everybody else, and they wanted more money, and they did this and this. So
I
actually reached in my pocket, gave them $50, and paid them the you know, like, the whatever the wage was that everybody else made. I think $15 an hour or whatever. It was very fair. And then they went on to that site and put what a piece of garbage I was, and that I didn't pay her, and that I did all this and that, and it couldn't have been farther from the truth. Now, I wasn't going to dignify this with any time of day. But it got, what surprised me was not that this young person did that, because that's just a young person
being an
idiot.
Well, they only know cancel culture, so that,
What surprised me was 130 people, many that I knew their names, some city officials, commenting, that's terrible, you need to go to this, which they did. She actually did go to the labor, and then they come in and look at my paperwork and go, oh. Her all ducks are all in a row. She ain't doing nothing wrong. But it was the 130 people on this page going, oh, that's terrible that I did these things.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you serious? You got a problem with me? My phone number's everywhere in town. Call me.
Right.
Because there's three sides to every story. And I couldn't even believe that this page. So I actually reached out to the administrator because I wasn't going to dignify putting anything on there like this person's full of crap.
Did they turn the comments off? Or?
So I actually reached out to them and went, did you look into this? Like, this couldn't be further from the truth. You really need to, you know, check what's going on your stuff.
Right.
And I said, in one of your, like, when you joined that page, it said you will not do this or this.
Negative,
and this person wrote all them things. But I couldn't believe the people, just like you say, they don't fact check. They look where they want to look, hear what they want to hear, read what they want to read, and that's what they go with.
They do.
And,
I deal with it all the time.
It backfired on this girl terribly, just terribly. And especially, I mean, she called the health department and said that we had rats and roaches in a school.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's not happening. Yeah. We don't, you can't find an ant, you know?
Yeah.
All of it backfired. But I just hated that this administrator allowed that to go on. So when you say anything can go on there, that's a little scary.
Yeah, and it's hard because, you know, this is my, I personally created this page. I use it for all my city events, but I allow other people to use it too. I just have to approve everything because I want to keep it the way it is. I even got sort of bashed at one point, but
I love getting bashed. That gives me good ratings.
Well, yeah, when people, but it was funny. I happened to share an event that I didn't realize was, I'm also a part of a lot of Maryland pages and Baltimore pages because that's where I'm from. And I didn't realize that it was an event there that I was seeing. And when I shared it, someone got on and was like, why is this even on here? And I thought, cool your jets. I made a mistake, right? So, I just deleted it.
I went on my page. I go to the same beach. And I can say it now because I've been going to the dog beach. That's where I go. One of the reasons I go is because you can always get parking. Nobody keeps their dog on the beach for 10 hours, right?
Right.
You go to Paradise Beach, you're not getting a parking spot. Mm-mm. So I always went to the dog beach when it was just, you know, a block away. But I put, all the tourists are here. They're on my beach. Everybody started bashing me. You're so arrogant. You think that's your beach. I'm like,
I know.
Are you kidding me? You think, you know, it's like, seriously? Of course it's my beach.
Can I just tell you? A friend of mine, when I was in direct sales for 18 years, I sold Premier Designs jewelry back when it was in existence and it was my business. And I learned so much from a mentor, the lady who was my upline. She was an executive director. And she taught me a long time ago, Gina, respond. Don't react. And I have grown so
much. Write that
Do
down.
You know the talent that it takes? Now, I'm not going to lie. I'll start going with the
thumbs. I have to say that to my staff.
And then I
respond.
Hit back.
Say that again, though.
What, back?
Respond.
You got to back your comment
respond.
Out, Kim.
The respond.
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 Not, do not react.
Do not react.
So there's wait, and then normally I won't say anything because I realize it's not in my best interest to say what I think.
Yeah, I'm that way, too. You're
so,
right.
Yeah. It's an
That's
art.
That's good. I might have to put that on my page today. Respond.
So I've now
don't
shared
react.
That wisdom
respond.
With you. Respond.
Today,
do
today
not
I actually had to call somebody and go, I just have to breathe right now. Let me just, I just have to breathe. Let me remind myself to breathe. Yeah, my beach. It's my beach, you guys. Everybody in Florida, stay off my beach. It is funny what gets us good ratings. It's the stuff when I tick people off. I had, because I thought it was a good time to have it on, of course, and you're in the city does the Pride Fest. And at the same time, I
no,
had
the
life.
The city does not do the Pride
they
Fest.
They don't.
Pride
they allow
does
it.
The Pride
yeah,
Fest.
Pride does
we,
the Pride Fest.
They get a permit.
But what I'm saying is they don't knock it. They don't judge.
No, they're getting a permit like everybody else. And
so
they
the same day I
festival.
Had Life Mission Church on doing the things. And I put them both on the same show that same day.
Kim, you're funny.
And,
That's funny. You're funny.
But I put them on for this to just show that we can live in a world where we don't need to be judging everybody.
She's pushing the boundaries
I'm
for the
pushing
good of all.
The boundaries. Just respond. Do
and
not react.
React. That's
okay,
new
Kim.
Mantra.
I'm gonna put that on my bumper sticker.
That's
the rocket.
She got a
Kim,
new mantra.
Kim, just respond before I react. There we go. You heard it here on What's Cooking on the 321. Listen, before
react.
We go, Donna Grigsby, if you're listening, here's your chance because you keep coming up a little short or a little early, a little late. I'm giving away two dinners to our favorite Melbourne Seafood Station at either one of the locations. Let's give it to the 15th person to text me and say, I need to eat. I need to eat. And get two dinners to try the Melbourne Seafood if you haven't tried it. Listen, you guys, it's been fun today with Gina. Gina, come back, please.
I will.
Whenever you
so
can.
Much fun with
and
you.
Thanks for listening from What's Cooking in the 321. I'm Kim. I'm out.
Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Look no further. Go to YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows, ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.